Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear family in the room and for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and a later recording. We want to say blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you on this blessed Sabbath, August 8, 2015. This is lesson 139, chapter 29, entitled The Sabbath. This is part 3. The opening song to our study today is entitled The Sabbath, based on Exodus 28. Sabbath days are rest and cheer, day divine to me so dear. Come all come to old and young, gathering for prayer and song. Now the week of toil is o'er, and in peace we sit once more at our Father's ample board, listening to His gracious words. Lord our God, we seek Thy face, bless us with Thy saving grace. May Thy heralds everywhere clear Thy gospel truth declare. Let Thy mighty word hold sway over men on earth today. Our poor souls, good shepherds feed, into pastures greener lead. May our Lord the day be near, when we pass from trials here into Thy eternal rest in the mansions of the blessed. May our Lord the day be near, when we pass from trials here into Thy eternal rest in the mansions of the blessed. Amen. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, I thank you for this beautiful blessed day. I thank you for this beautiful to wake us up this morning. Let us be able to understand my from law and be careful we see what we do. I pray that we be able to learn from today's Facebook, Pastor Sabbath, and learn about the Sabbath primarily and what we have to do, Father. Let us be able to keep it holy. After all, it is a day of remembrance to the day you created this world. Let us be able to always be reverent, be holy, for you are holy and he and noble and unselfish and also careful for others. Let us be able to Let's be able to always forgive others and forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our present sins. Shield our hearts. Let us be able to avoid all the temptations the devil uses against us. And let us not be able to be bribed or tricked by others who may want time to use our gifts for something bad. This is my distressed name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us open with our scripture for the study today, and it's taken from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 9, from the King James Version, and it reads, Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 3 in our lesson entitled, The Sabbath, of our study book, Desire of Ages. Any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses. Bubble up.
Luke 6:3. And Jesus answering them said, Have ye not read so much as this, what David did, when himself was an hungered, and they which were with him? Continuing, verse 4. How he went into the house of God, and did take and eat the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat, but for the priest alone. Matthew 2:27. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Amen.
Matthew 2:28. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Matthew 12:5. Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath day the priest in the temple profaned the Sabbath and are blameless?
Matthew 12:6. For I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple.
Matthew 12:7. But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover pages 285 through 286. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us at this very moment. We are still in Desire of Ages, page 285. If any one of the dear brethren, family would like to take the next paragraph, Fabula.
Jewish teachers prided themselves on their knowledge of the scriptures, and in the Savior's answers there was an implied rebuke for their ignorance of the sacred writings. Have ye not read so much as this, he said, what David did when himself was an hungered, and they which were with him know him, how he went into the house of God and did take and eat the shewbread, which is not lawful to eat but of the priest alone. And he said unto them, the Sabbath is made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Have ye not read in the law how that on Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. The Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Luke 6:3-4. Mark 2:27-28. And Matthew 12:5-6.
Desire of Ages, page 285, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. On what did the Jewish teachers pride themselves? And in the Savior's answer, what was implied regarding their pride in the knowledge of the scriptures? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is with their knowledge of the scriptures, and there was an implied rebuke in the ignorance of the sacred writings.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is from the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 33. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study.
Desire of Ages, page 285. If it was right for David to satisfy his hunger by eating of the bread that had been set apart to a holy use, then it was right for the disciples to supply their need by plucking the grain upon the sacred hours of the Sabbath. Again, the priests in the temple performed greater labor on the Sabbath day than upon other days. The same labor in secular business would be sinful, but the work of the priest was in the service of God.
Desire of Ages, page 285. They were performing those rites that pointed to the redeeming power of Christ, and their labor was in harmony with the object of the Sabbath. But now Christ himself had come. The disciples, in doing the work of Christ, were engaged in God's service, and that which was necessary for the accomplishment of this work, it was right to do on the Sabbath day. And on the slide, it says, the field is the world, and the disciples were being trained to reap the field by the Master. Amen. And it shows a picture of what the type is, and it shows the field and the anti-type, which is the world. And that was Desire of Ages, page 285, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How was the rite for the disciple to supply their need by plucking the grains upon the sacred hours of the Sabbath justified by the Savior? And what were the disciple labors compared to in the scripture that caused them to stand blameless as well? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is by the sacred writings on the right for David to satisfy his hunger by eating of the bread that had been set apart to a holy use. And the priests in the temple performed greater labor on the Sabbath, and their labor was in harmony with the object of the Sabbath.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear families that are joining us at this very moment. We are still in Desire Ages, page 285. Bubble out.
Desires of Ages, page 285. Christ would teach his disciples and his enemies that the service of God is first of all. The object of God's work in this world is the redemption of man. Therefore, that which is necessary to be done on the Sabbath in the accomplishment of this work is in the accord with the Sabbath law. Jesus then crowned his arguments by declaring himself the Lord of the Sabbath. One above all questions and above all laws.
Infinite judge acquits
the disciples of blame, appealing to the very statute. They are accused of
violating law.
Violating David.
Desire
of Ages, 285.
Desire of Ages, page 285. Jesus did not let the matter pass without administering a rebuke to his enemies. He declared that in their blindness, they had mistaken the object of the Sabbath. He said, if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Ye will not have condemned the guiltless. Matthew 12, chapter 7, verse. There many heartless rites could not supply the lack of that truthful integrity and tender love which will ever characterize the true worship of God. Desire of Ages, page 285, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen indeed. Question, boys and girls. Did Jesus let the matter pass without administering a rebuke to his enemies? And how did he rebuke them? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
No, he declared that in their blindness they had mistaken the object of the Sabbath, and he said, if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 286. Again, Christ reiterated the truth that the sacrifices were in themselves of no value. They were a means and not an end. Their object was to direct men to the Savior and thus to bring them into harmony with God. It is the service of love that God values. When this is lacking, the mere round of ceremony is an offense to him. So with the Sabbath, it was designed to bring men into communion with God. But when the mind was absorbed with worrisome rites, the object of the Sabbath was thwarted. Its mere outward observance was a mockery. Desire Pages, page 286.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. How did Christ, again, reiterated the truth about the Sabbath, and what did he say the sacrifice was the object of? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Answer. He explains that the sacrifices were in themselves of no value. They were a means. And not any end. And their object was to direct men to the Savior. And thus to bring them into harmony with God. It is the service of love that God values. So, with the Sabbath.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Matthew. And that is located Matthew 23:23. Let's continue in our study. Welcome to all the precious little ones and mommies or daddy that are joining us in the room at this very moment. We are in Desire of Ages, pages 286. Bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 286. Upon another Sabbath, as Jesus entered a synagogue, he saw there a man who had a withered hand. The Pharisees watched him, eager to see what he would do. The Savior's well knew that in healing of the Sabbath, he would be regarded as a transgressor. But he did not hesitate to break down the walls and traditional requirements that
barricaded the Sabbath. Jesus bade the afflicted man stand forth and then asked, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day or do evil or to save life or to kill?
Desire of Ages, page 286. It was a maxim among the Jews that a failure to do good when one had opportunity was to do evil. To neglect to save life was to kill. Thus Jesus met the rabbis on their own ground, but they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the men, stretch forth thine hand, and he stretched it up, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Mark 3, verse 4 and 5. Desire of Ages, 280.
God bless everyone. Desire of Ages, page 286. When questioned, is lawful to heal on the Sabbath day, Jesus answered, what a man shall there be among you, that ye shall have one sheep, and if it fall into the pit, into a pit, on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day. Matthew 12:10-12, the Sabbath Ages, 286, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How did Jesus break down the wall of traditional requirements that barricaded the Sabbath? And how did he meet the rabbis on their own ground with the scriptures? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is by healing on the Sabbath, and it was a maxim among the Jews in the field to do good when one had opportunity was to do evil, to neglect to save life or to kill. And ask them if it is lawful to do good on Sabbath day or to do evil, to save life or to kill.
Amen. Let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Psalms, and it's located on Psalms 119, verses 9 through 16.
I take thee to according to thy word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Remember, little ones, don't forget His word. We have come to the ending of our first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. Think not I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17. Who do you think said that, boys and girls? It was Jesus. God chose Israel as the depository, or safety deposit box, for priceless treasure of truth for all nations. God gave the children of Israel special truths to keep and share. And He gave them His law as the standard of the character they were to develop before the world, before angels, and before unfallen or sinless worlds. Through disobedience and disloyalty, God's chosen nation developed a character exactly opposite to the character He designed or wanted them to develop by obeying His law. That's terrible. They became just exactly opposite of what He wanted them to be. They placed their own mold and superscription upon the truths. They said, "This is the way God wants us to keep His law," and it wasn't the right way. Removing from it the superscription of God, or the likeness or character of God. The law of God was buried, the law of God was being buried beneath minutiae or small things of outward forms, such as frequent washing of the hands before eating. Now, it's good to wash your hands before eating, but sometimes they wash them three or four times just because that was their rule. And the washing of pots and cups. Tithes were exacted or required for simple garden herbs. You ever think of paying tithe on the flowers you grew or something like that? To those who made so much of these minor things, Christ said, "These ought ye to have done and not to leave the other undone." In other words, you've got to pay your tithe even on the small things. It's correct to pay tithe on small things, but don't forget to be merciful and forgiving. Amid all the confusing din of voices, that was all the small rules given by the Pharisees, there was need of a teacher direct from the heavenly universe to speak from inspired lips to human hearts and to proclaim testing truths so important to everyone. And that's the job Jesus came to do. As a teacher sent from God, Christ's work was to explain the true significance or meaning of the laws of God's government, resetting truth in the framework of God's own law. He caused it to shine in its original heavenly luster or brilliancy or shininess. He enthroned the divine precepts in companionship with the loyalty of eternal royalty. He enthroned the divine precepts in companionship with the royalty of eternal, uncorrupted truth, bearing the sanction of God, the source of all truth. Now, that's kind of hard to understand, but it means Jesus explained the law so that it was understandable. Don't you love it when people explain things so you can understand? Well, that's what Jesus came to do. Christ came not only to vindicate or to live and help people to understand the law before the inhabitants of the world, but by his life to settle forever the immutability of God's law. That means God's law doesn't change. Man's laws are always changing. He, God, never let one who commits the keeping of his law... Now, I must have misread that. Let me see. God never lets go, that's it, never lets go one who commits to keeping the law, keeping the soul into his care. If we keep God's law and ask him to share with us, he will. Having loved them because of their love for Jesus, he loves them to the end. Sons and Daughters of God, page 55. Jesus said again, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that is the same law that the Lord is going to impute in your heart and in your mind, that you may be able to be blameless before him. So it cannot be do away with. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 4 in our study entitled The Sabbath of Our Lesson Book, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, babula.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts as far as possible. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up and giving us the opportunity to come together on your blessed Sabbath day. Thank you for keeping us and guiding us throughout the week, dear Father God, I pray. Thank you for giving us the ability to get over whatever temptations and hurdles we may have faced in the past week. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to know that things can be overcome according to your perfect will, and give us an opportunity to look toward what's coming for the next week, according to your perfect will. Thank you for being a loving God, a merciful God, a God that is forgiving, a God that is merciful, a God that is forbearing, and a God that is never changing, dear Father, I pray. Thank you for all that you have done. I pray that you bless each and every one of us that is here in the chat room, those that are here in the home, those that are congregating together. You say wherever two or three are gathered in your name that you're there, dear Father God, I pray. So I pray that your Holy Spirit continue to bless us and guide us and keep us throughout this blessed Sabbath day. Open up our hearts and our minds and our ears and give us a spiritual understanding of what it is that we're going to partake of in the lessons to come. Forgive me for my sins and my iniquities and my shortcomings, anything that I have done in this body known and unknown. I pray that you continue to bless each and every one of us, wherever we are, and bless those that are here today, those that are listening over the phone, and for those that will be listening at a later time. In your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, we have come to the end of our study. So, next Sabbath, that will be held August 15, 2015, we'll be still in chapter 29, the Sabbath, but part 4. We would like to thank each and every one participated in the reading, and we hope and pray that you all will continue with the dialogue. We have activities that have been prepared for the whole family to enjoy, and hope and pray that you all may have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. God bless everyone.